I wanted us to take a broad sweep of the stories, not just of the Annunciation, but also the birth and leading up to that part where Jesus was presented in the temple. Sometimes it's to get a good grip of the story and the significance of all that was going on in those early days, 2,000 years ago. And it is still precious, isn't it, that God is with us. We're here today because that's true for each one of us here. God is with me and he is with you. He is in this world doing things, meeting with people, causing them to think in their busy lives about him. And Christmas time is one of those times. One of those times when people get an opportunity to think about something else other than what's happening in their challenging often and difficult lives. God is with us. That's what this is truly about. And I was just to think about a couple of things from this quite long reading from Luke 2. First of all, the faithfulness of the shepherds in what they understood at that point, that they'd had this angelic visitation, which must have been a kind of fearful thing. And actually, often they begin their message, don't they? Fear not, you know, because it must be like, wow, you know, if you see some angels, it would be quite an extraordinary thing. But the faithfulness of the shepherds, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. Something happened within their minds and hearts that made them believe that this was true, that the Saviour had been born to them, to us, in the city of David. And they wanted to go and find out for themselves. The faithfulness of the shepherd that afterwards they actually went off, we're told, when they saw him, and they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were absolutely amazed. And I like to think that when someone gets a grip of this story for the first time, they may have read it many times, may have heard it many times over Christmas periods, but when finally the penny drops, it is such an amazing story. And it hits here, not just up here, but it actually hits in one's heart. The faithfulness of the shepherds. And then I want to talk for a moment about the faithfulness of Mary and Joseph. I'm leading up to this point. They'd already had themselves angelic visitations. Joseph had to have his mind changed and actually go with what was happening, what God was going to do, even though there was the possibility of disgrace with Mary, who at this point they were not married, and so, you know, she was going to be conceiving without being in the confines of holy matrimony. And that must have been a fearful time for Joseph. What would he do? But he saw it through. He went along with what God was asking. And then we find this bit where we hear that Mary begins to treasure in her heart everything that's been said and everything that's happening on this about this wonderful birth. And when it did, they were just bowled over by God's presence and love. And we should be bowled over by the God who is with us and his love for us. It is an extraordinary thing that God is present. The faithfulness of Mary and Joseph also meant that they had to do that which was right for their son, God's son, but their son, born in the flesh. They had to do right by him too. And after he was named Jesus, they had to take him to the temple according to the custom of the law. That was still part of what needed to happen at that time. And so they took him, we're told, in faith and presented him, Jesus, to the Lord. Interesting. And because every firstborn male, we're told, had to be consecrated to the Lord and offer a sacrifice in keeping with the law, which for them would be a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, I wonder if how many of you know that story is told in windows at the back there, under the pipes, the story of Simeon meeting with Mary and Joseph. And if you can have a look now if you want. Do you want to have a look? Do you want to have a look? Up here. And in a little, you'd have to move to do this. You might have to do it at the end, actually. But in the far window on the right-hand side, over here, slightly hidden, but on top right, you can see that they have two turtle doves in a little bird cage at the back. And it's really lovely. If you want to have a look, do go and have a look. I'll carry on talking. I'm all right. I can talk while you move. I don't mind. It's okay. They were being faithful in what they'd seen and what they'd understood, and they just wanted to do the right thing by the Christ child. And that's exactly what they did. They had to present Jesus to the Lord. It's very interesting, isn't it, that some years later, Paul the Apostle would be writing in Romans chapter 12, and he said, present yourselves as a living sacrifice before God. Interesting too that Jesus would himself be presented as a sacrifice before that on the cross at Calvary, which is why those kind of two thoughts come together in the front cover, really, of your order of service. So you've got the crib, the place where Jesus would have been born, but on the hill far away, not so very far away, is the cross, because he himself would be presented as the sacrifice, once for all, for everybody. The two images come together in this particular photograph. The faithfulness of Mary and Joseph, and some of the things that Simeon said, really tough to take in. Because the second image on this order of service, I think, is what Simeon was alluding to for Mary. And a sword will pierce your own heart too. And at that point, all she could do was rejoice in the birth of the Christ child. It must have been something that she had to bear for many years until she realized what was going to happen. Not easy for her to take in as a mother. And then there was the faithfulness of Simeon, who was a prophet, and he'd been waiting and waiting for the Messiah to come. And he'd been faithful in prayer and faithful in hope. And in verse 29, it says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. That kind of seeing is really important for ourselves, seeing the significance of the birth of Jesus. Not just in the world 2,000 years ago, but the birth of Jesus in my life. I need to see it for myself. My parents couldn't do it for me. You can't do it for me. I need to do it for myself, seeing the birth of Jesus come to fruition within my life. And that's really crucial to this story. Seeing the significance of the other event, his crucifixion and his resurrection. I need to see it for myself. We all need to see it for ourselves and allow it to happen for us as individuals. We need to be able to say, along with him, for my eyes have seen your salvation. I can see it. Can you see it? It's really important. The faithfulness too of Anna, the daughter of Phanuel. 84 years or older than that, actually, she was 84, a widow, and praying and praying and praying for the Lord to come. And then she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Faithfulness in prayer, that's what Simeon and Anna were all about, just faithful to God. She was in the temple every day, not just Sundays, every single day. And God loves it when his people pray. So whether it's here, and we like to pray here every day, as many days as we can in the week, and you can come and join us any morning, 9 a.m. if you've got that time or desire to do that, or you can do it from your home. But be faithful in prayer and see what God will do in your life and for the things that you're praying about. He chooses to use us in this way, faithful in prayer. So the faithfulness of the shepherds, the faithfulness of Mary and of Joseph, the faithfulness really of Simeon and Anna. And he's looking for faithfulness in all generations. He knows we're going to falter, but he is faithful and he is just. And he's watching out for his children, who hopefully are a prayerful people. I was supposed to do that sermon in two parts. It didn't happen. But we're going to now listen to a video and join in with these words, because I think there was a stillness when the shepherds came to visit the Christ child. And there was stillness in the temple when he was brought and presented to the Lord, because God was present. And when the angels came, there was kind of, let all mortal flesh keep silence. Join in if it's familiar with you. The words will come up with this song. But if not, just enjoy the sentiments of what's being sung.
Faces to me. with ceaseless voice they cry. Alleluia, 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 Lord Most High.
God just surrounds us all the while. The love of God will never fade, never diminish, is always pure and holy and true and faithful. Even though we might tremble and fear, He is always near. Even though at times we might just say, I've had enough. But He comes and He says, I love you. So always turn to me, because my love is always sure and pure. So we're so thankful to Him. And He says to us now, doesn't He, as one body together, He says, our Saviour Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. It's His peace that has overcome the world. His peace that brings us through difficult times in our lives. His peace and comfort that holds us sure and firm. Of the increase of His government and of His peace, there shall never be any end.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of God's peace.